Hello, my name's Becky. I turned 40 this year. I live in a village outside of Lincoln and I've lived there for nearly 10 years with my partner and my three children. I've been with my partner now for 19 years, 20 years at the end of this year, and we've been in a civil partnership for nearly 5 years. I absolutely adore her. She's my world. She's just the most wonderful person, and I just can't imagine having to live without her. We've had just the most wonderful, wonderful years together, and I consider myself to be incredibly lucky to have found somebody so loving, so kind, so wonderful. And I owe her a lot, really. I think that I'm strong because of her, and I'm able to have a go at things, and we're incredibly happy. Much as that might annoy people, but we are really, really happy. And I know that some people sort of see us as an example of a great relationship. Yeah, we do argue, and I think that's really healthy. We argue and we're able to move on and make decisions together. And I think we're an absolutely cracking team. I can't imagine myself, well, I know I don't want to be with anybody else, but I can't imagine myself without her. She's just absolutely brilliant, and as I say, I think we're a cracking team together. We have three amazing children. We have a boy who's nearly 16, another little boy who's 7, and then we have a little girl who's 4. And oh, they are just an absolute joy. They're a real blessing, and anybody who has kids knows that, you know, it's really hard work. It's the hardest job in the world, being a parent. It's incredibly taxing and testing, and it's really hard work. But together we've been able to do it, Dawn and I, and I'm sure that we've produced three really, really beautiful, kind, considerate, clever, lovely children. And they bring us a lot of joy, and they bring other people a lot of joy as well. And I think it's been my life's work, really, having kids. And it's been an amazing decision to have children. It's something that we both always wanted to do, Dawn and I. The fact that we were two women in a relationship, it never crossed our minds that we wouldn't have kids. Certainly we've talked about it, and we both said that, you know, even as children we knew we wanted to have children. We'd seen ourselves in the future as mothers, and we never considered that we wouldn't have. I know lots of lesbians and in relationships, not in relationships, perhaps don't even consider that it's a possibility for them to have kids. But for us, it was something that we had to do. You know, it was we're women, we're we don't deny that we have those desires to nurture and to love and to care, and so we decided that we would have children. It's been absolutely the best decision. It was the right thing for us and the right thing for our kids. And you know, we're a very happy, productive family, and we all adore each other. And I certainly won't say for 1 minute that, as I said before, that it's not difficult, because I believe that anybody in a family finds that it's tough, it's hard work. But when it comes down to it, we absolutely adore each other, we love each other, and we will fight for each other and care for each other and do whatever it takes to be a happy family. And we really are. We really are. As I say, I think really it's been our life's work to be dedicated to our children. And although I trained as a teacher and worked in schools in the county for some years, and I do feel kind of in my heart that I am a teacher and that I will probably go back to education at some point in some form, I've actually not taught for a bit, because certainly for the two youngest children, I've been around looking after them, raising them, and that's been an absolute full-time job. It demands a lot of a mother to be around, you know, caring for them, nurturing, all the cooking, the cleaning, all the stuff that comes with that as well, the running about to schools and clubs, and I've embraced that, and I've enjoyed doing that for the last few years.